Daily Manna from the Torah by Dr. Katriel Blad. Shalom everyone, we've reached the fifth Aliyah of Parasha Ki Tavo, When You Come. We find this particular Aliyah in Deuteronomy 27 verse 11 to 28 verse 6. And today's reading will take place in Deuteronomy 27, verse 26. And it reads, "Cursed be anyone who does not confirm the words of this law by doing them." And all the people shall say, "Amen." Who can deliver us from the curse? This text is speaking of an attitude of confirming or keeping to the words of the Torah in one's heart. The one who says in his heart that the commandments no longer apply will be cursed. On the other hand, one who holds fast to them in his heart will be blessed. Therefore, the scriptures say in Romans 8, verses 3 and 4, "For what the Torah couldn't do, in that it was weak through the flesh, Elohim did, sending his own Son in the likeness of sinful flesh and for sin. He condemned sin in the flesh, that the ordinance of the Torah might be fulfilled in us, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit." The demands of the Torah are fulfilled in us. It does not say by us, but in us. This is something internal, an attitude, a willingness, a readiness. The Messiah came so that we would be able to have the right attitude toward the commandments by being filled with the Spirit. A spirit that leads a person to reject the commandments of the Torah is not of the eternal. It is not the spirit of the Messiah, but the spirit of the anti-Messiah. 1 John 4, verse 3, 2 Timothy 2, verse 7, Daniel 7, verse 25. In Galatians 3:10 it is written, "For as many as are of the works of the law are under a curse. For it is written, cursed is everyone who doesn't continue in all things that are written in the book of the law to do them." Here, this quote for Deuteronomy 27:16 is used to describe the result of relating to the Torah in a wrong way by using it as a means to self-justification. This is called works of the law, which is a theological term meaning legalism. If the Torah is used in this way, it will not bring anything other than a curse, for without faith and in one's own strength, it is impossible to fulfill the commandments the right way. This means that if you believe that you can obtain salvation by fulfilling the commandments in a legalistic way, obligatory manner, you will be under a curse, for you do not have the ability to do it in your own strength. You need Hashem's grace, the Lord's grace, to receive forgiveness for mistakes. The expression "works of the law" does not mean to obey the Torah, but it is talking about a wrong way of fulfilling the commandments, by doing it to receive merit and earning approval for salvation on a scale where the good deeds on one side outweighs the bad deeds on the other side. This is a deceptive way of thinking. Salvation is not earned by merits. The only way to be rid of the condemnation of your sin is that someone takes your place. In the sacrificial system that is described in Leviticus, we see how innocent animals had to carry the guilt of man. By this, the Eternal, through His great compassion, forgave the people who were repentant. However, animals cannot completely represent man. They are all shadows of the true sacrifice that was given once and for all as a substitute, so that we could be forgiven on a judicially righteous basis. Hashem is righteous, and He forgives us on account of Yeshua's death. Those who receive forgiveness for their sins through the temple sacrifices received it because of the sacrifice of Yeshua, which is reflected in the temple sacrifices. Without the sacrifice of Yeshua, the temple sacrifices would not have any value. Romans 3, verse 25 and 26. If a person tries to replace his evil deeds with good deeds, even though the good deeds are in line with the Torah, he cannot remove the curse that came because of the disobedience, even if the disobedience was only against one single commandment. He needs to come to the Eternal for forgiveness and acknowledge that he cannot save himself. The Anointed One redeemed us from the curse of the law by becoming a curse for us, for it is written, "Cursed is everyone who is hanged on a tree." Galatians 3, verse 13. Thanks to the Eternal who has supplied us with a substitute to deliver us from curse, sin, and death. Shalom.